now time for the children's moments.
I want to tell you a story. I'm always full of stories, ain't I? There is a book out. It's called The Very Hungry Caterpillar. And it's a book by Eric Carlin. The story begins with a tiny, tiny, tiny little egg. And it's on a leaf. And the moonlight is shining on this tiny, tiny, tiny little egg. And then Sunday morning, the sun comes out, and this tiny, tiny, tiny little egg goes, pop! And a caterpillar comes out. Now, as soon as he comes out, he's hungry. So what does he do?
He eats.
He eats the leaves, he eats the leaves, and eats the leaves. And then all of a sudden, he's got a stomach ache. Ow. Then he goes to sleep. Next day is Sunday again. The sun comes out, and he's hungry again. So what does he do?
That's wrong.
I know. He eats, and he eats, and he
That's
eats.
That's wrong.
Why is it wrong?
Because at the end of the story of the very hungry caterpillar.
Don't tell the story. Don't tell it. Okay. So he eats and eats, and he's full, and he feels great. So he lays down, and then what happens? He's covered up with this cocoon, right?
How long? 10 days.
10 days. 10 days he stays in this cocoon, and then all of a sudden he wakes up. And he is a what?
Butterfly.
A butterfly. Look at the butterfly. Isn't it pretty?
Do all of us get one?
No. I'm sorry. It took me 3 years to do this. I don't think I could do it.
And oh, you did a great job.
Thank you. Yes, but it's
a...
I know. It took time. Swallowtail butterfly. So he became a butterfly, and a beautiful butterfly. And this story reminds me a story about Nicodemus. Do you know who Nicodemus is? Or what? No. Okay, Nicodemus was a very religious man. He was a leader of the Pharisees. He spent a lot of time studying the scripture. But he still had so much that he wanted to learn and wanted to know about. He wasn't quite sure about everything. So he went to Jesus and he said, "Teacher, we all know that God has sent you to teach us. No one could perform the miracles that you are doing if God was not with you." And Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth, unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God." "What do you mean?" Nicodemus said. "Born again? Man can't be born again." And Jesus said to him, "Nicodemus, a person cannot be born again, but he can be born again in the spirit." When we renew our love for God, we are born again because the Spirit of God comes and touches us. So just like the butterfly, the caterpillar became a butterfly and became beautiful, So can we when we are born again with the love of God. So I do have butterfly stickers for you, but not a big one.
I know.
Let's see, they're in here. But I want you to remember that every time you see a butterfly, about when Jesus and God renewed our spirit with His love. Okay, pick one out. Which one do you want? That one? So, when we remember that the butterfly, or the caterpillar turned into a butterfly and became a beautiful butterfly, we can become a beautiful person when we allow Christ into our heart. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we praise you that Jesus Christ will give us a new creation. The old has gone and the new has come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.